At 5 o'clock, it's 36 degrees in Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Richard Cantu. Explosions were heard in Isfahan, central Iran, and some drones were spotted, reportedly spotted, in the area of a nuclear power plant and Iranian airbase. A senior U.S. official telling ABC News that Israeli missiles hit at least one target in Iran, retaliation for last weekend's Iranian barrage of missiles and drones.
What we can say for sure is there were explosions near Isfahan, that city in central Iran. We know that there is an Iranian military base in that vicinity. We can't comment at this stage definitively on what damage the strike could have caused. We can't really comment, I think, definitively on what method might have been used by Israel in that attack. At the moment, there are unconfirmed reports that drones could have been used in that attack.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. There has been no official comment from the U.S., which has cautioned Israel to avoid escalating to a full-blown war. This is ABC News. We learned of the death of one of the last living co-founders of the Allman Brothers.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern fried jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Anenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Tales of our litigious society. The city of San Francisco is suing the city of Oakland after officials there had the effrontery to change the name of Oakland International Airport to San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport. Oakland to make a final vote next month. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, sunshine to partly cloudy, blustery and cool, and a high of 50. West winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, frost or freeze likely, a low of 28. Saturday, partly cloudy, continued cool and breezy, a high of 50. Saturday night, clear and cold, frost likely, a low of 28. Sunny and pleasant Sunday, a high of 60. And Monday, 64, with shower chances at night. The frost advisory remains in our area effective until 8 o'clock this morning for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties. Could be some bits of frost in the low-lying areas. Here in Richland Center at midnight, it was 44, and we are down from that to our current reading, which is the overnight low. It is 36 degrees. Today is Friday, April 19th.
Stripes and rise. trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder,
when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. That bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
We start the day in a positive way with Alan Jackson, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. Before that, Faith Hill doing the honors for our national anthem, And We Are Together Again, friends. The old Light in the Mill Cow Show, yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail, and I still have flashbacks of getting up early and getting Lady Bell and her friends in the barn and doing a little milking and doing a little step saving, carrying the milk. Did that in the early days, and all of the Armstrong method of barn cleaning, did that for a while too. So I've got that on my resume. But it's good to be with you today and keeping you company here on the old Light in the Mill Cow Show. We've got some things to tell you about as we head toward the weekend. Sports scores. The Brewers get back to it. The Brewers, they've had a couple of forced days off because of rainouts on the road. And they're not supposed to be off very many days in April, but they have been here and there. Yesterday, I think that was a scheduled day off. But they begin a weekend series in St. Louis this weekend, and hopefully they can kind of keep it going there. They're in first place in the Central Division by a half game over the Cubs. I really don't care how the Brewers finish. I just kind of, I don't know, maybe it's a spiteful part of me that I just want to see them finish ahead of the Cubs because of Craig Counsell's departure. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be that way, but, you know, that's kind of the way it is with me. I don't know. Maybe it'll change as the season goes on, but so far the Brewers playing pretty well under their current manager, Pat Murphy. Sports in about 10 minutes, and right now, some mountain music.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Rip away like Tom Sawyer, ride a raft with old Huck Finn, take a nap like Rip Van Winkle, they dreaming again. Some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. And I'll float on down the river to Cajun hideaway.
some back home, come on music
that comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey, hey.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand.
Wagner and Dolly Parton on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. A Red Cross blood drive is happening today from 11 until 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. To book a time, you can visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood donor app, or give a call to 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. River Valley's second annual farm and food tour will be held tomorrow from 10 until 4. The tour will travel along Highway 23 from Cedar Grove Cheese in Plain to Meadowlark Farm and Mill in Ridgeway. Go behind the scenes and purchase directly from several businesses not normally open to the public. Several businesses are also offering special tours, demos, or product samples, and there will be baby farm animals. The event is free and family-friendly.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
A look at sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. It was Ithaca getting the game in yesterday against Kickapoo in area baseball, 15-1. The Bulldogs get the win. Also, Ithaca was a winner over Kickapoo in softball, 6-2. There were a few finals, a few games played. The majority of games were called yesterday because of wet grounds. And there were some grounds that were pretty wet, others that stayed pretty well. But yesterday in softball, a win for Highland over Monticello Nuglaris, 3-2. Cuba City, 12-2 over Riverdale. And Boscobel won in softball over Southwestern, 4-0. Coming into the weekend, the Brewers looking to do well against the Cardinals after a day off yesterday. Milwaukee plays in St. Louis, 7:15 first pitch time tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Miami at the Cubs, that game was postponed yesterday. San Francisco was a winner over Arizona, 5-0. In the American League, Tampa Bay 2, the Angels 1, Cleveland 5-4 over Boston, and Texas 9-7 winners against Detroit. NHL action, Seattle 4-3 over Minnesota, Winnipeg 4, Vancouver 2, Calgary 5-1 over San Jose, Colorado 5-1 over Edmonton, Anaheim 4, Vegas 1, Los Angeles 5-4 winners against Chicago in overtime. A.J. Storr transferring to Kansas after leading Wisconsin in scoring this past season. Storr said Thursday in a social media post he was making this decision with great excitement and humility. Badger point guard Chucky Hepburn announced on social media that he also was entering the portal. Meanwhile, Kansas announced that South Dakota State guard Zeke Mayo is transferring to the Jayhawks. Among the top stories in state sports yesterday. That's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
22 minutes after 5, 36 degrees in Richland Center. We remain under a frost advisory until 8 this morning for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties. We've stayed above that mark here, but I'm sure for certain there are some areas that are quite a bit cooler this morning. So it is a little chilly. It was a little frosty in the doghouse last night. Squirt and I had to really snuggle together there. But nonetheless, we need an aerobic polka to warm us up today. Here we go. Yep.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, all our friends will be drinking all our beer. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
That's a snappy one for the weekend. In Heaven There Is No Beer from Frankie Yankovic and Eddie Blazancic. And here we go, 525, 5 minutes away from farm news and markets coming your way here on the radio today. Here is Farron Young.
In a while, she'll come to wake me, just like always. She'll lean down and sweetly press her lips on mine and say good morning, Daddy, good morning. How I love this little girl of mine. And we'll both sit at the table having coffee, and she'll say, Mama, put a lot of milk in mine, just like Daddy. Mama, like my daddy. How I love this little girl of mine. And one day she'll grow up and be gone, and she'll have a small now. She's still Daddy's baby, just like always. And I'm so glad it's gonna be a long, long time. I'll hear good morning, Daddy, wake up, it's morning. Lord, how I love this little girl of mine. How I love this little girl of mine.
Lover, please, please come back. Don't take the train coming down.
G. Rice on WRCO, Light the Mail Cow Show, as we wake the town and tell the people today. Hopefully you're up early and feeling squirrely today. It is 36 degrees. Our overnight low, we're headed toward 50 later. It will be blustery and cool today with winds out of the west between 15 and 25 later. The time is 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi,
everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now, I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
New legislation in the U.S. House would protect farmland from solar development. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Illinois Congressman Mike Bost says his Securing Our Lands and Resources Act, or SOLAR Act, would
establish guidelines for the USDA-funded solar panel projects on prime farmland and requires a remediation plan for when the project is complete. There will be a one-acre limit, though, on prime farmland.
Bost tells Brownfield the bill is a direct result of Illinois becoming one of the first Midwestern states to remove local zoning authority in 2023. Bost says solar projects have taken advantage of the opportunity to increase their footprint. Congressman Zach Nunn says he's concerned about the lack of movement on the next farm bill.
The earlier we put it in the calendar, the better for farmers, the better for members of Congress, and most importantly, the betterment of every American who's depending on this.
The Iowa Republican tells Brownfield lawmakers need to avoid cuts to critical farm safety net programs.
Expansion of rural broadband, tax credits for new farmers, innovation in ag, conservation practices we're doing here. These are all things that have to get passed prior to August.
The current farm bill extension expires at the end of September. The USDA is embarking on a celebratory trade mission to India, and turkey will be one of the few proteins represented. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from the Midwest Poultry Federation's PEAK Conference in Minneapolis.
Iowa Turkey Federation Executive Director Greta Irwin says she is part of a trade mission to India led by USDA Undersecretary Alexis Taylor.
And the whole purpose of this is to really celebrate the tariff drop that we've had. It used to be about 22% of a tariff into India. Now it's gone down to 5%.
She tells Brownfield nearly 100 people are participating in the trip.
So for USDA, this is a really large trade mission. And I think that elevates that interest that America has in importing to India.
The trade delegation leaves for India this week. From Minneapolis, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Many schools have a day where students bring farm tractors to school, but in Auburndale, it's a special day with a purpose. Ag educator Mark Knoyer tells Brownfield nearly 40 students will bring old and new tractors for the parade through town, which raises money for a different cause every year.
And this year is Loop for Coop, and Cooper Rishesh is a six-year-old who is a student at Auburndale Elementary, and he suffers from a condition called epileptic encephalopathy.
Knoyer says there are several places along the route for the public to watch the tractors just after 7:30 this morning.
We're looking to help the family out, and each year the funds that are raised through sponsorships, t-shirt sales, in-kind donations, and our brat fry all go to this cause.
Over the past 5 years, the Tractor Day has raised over $100,000 for local causes. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide.
On the soybeans, we use some Revitec, and the Veltima mainly on the corn. Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now. So we want to thank you and BASF for the opportunity. And
yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. There's a lot of different research trials and studies and a lot of different fungicides out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in those. But, you know, we're willing to put a good investment in our fungicide because we believe it'll provide the best ROI for us. It's really fun to watch the field come off. And I know Dad noticed it in the combine.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here, and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been sluggish this week. Bids were few and far between on Thursday at $180 live in Texas and $290 to $291 dressed in Nebraska. Asking prices were around $184 to $185 live in the South and $295 dressed in the North. There appears to be a standoff between buyers and sellers, and significant trade volumes going to hold out until sometime on Friday. At the winter livestock auction in Kansas, feeder steers under 750 pounds were unevenly steady, with heavier weights steady to $3 higher. Feeder heifers under 650 pounds were $4 to $12 lower, and heavier weights were not well tested, but three loads of eight-weight heifers did sell $3 higher. The USDA says demand was moderate to good on a light to moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steers, 850 to 899 pounds, brought $221 to $233. Feeder steers, 956 to 982 pounds, brought $205.50 to $224.35. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 807 to 834 pounds, brought $208 to $220.50. Box feed closed lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1 at $295.80. Select closed $1.61 lower at $289.27. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 6,000 on the week and down about 10,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Export sales hit a marketing year low for pork, but overall demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong. Domestic demand has also been showing some strength. Processors have had to get more aggressive to move needed numbers to fill that demand. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 65 cents higher with a weighted average of 89.78. The Iowa Minnesota was 44 cents higher with a weighted average of 90.59, and the Western Corn Belt up 68 cents with a weighted average of 90.09. Pork values closed higher, up 41 cents at 99.96. Bellies were sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and up about 7,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up ahead of the week's direct business. Feeders had additional support from the lower move in corn, and lean hog futures ended the day mostly lower on spread trade following that marketing year low for export sales. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better Cleaner Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better Cleaner Now.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were down, both seeing fund and technical pressure. May beans were 15 and a quarter lower at 11.34 and a quarter. July was down 15 and a quarter at 11.49. May corn was 3.5 lower at 4.26 and three quarters. July was down 4.75 at 4.36 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were up ahead of widespread direct trade. June live was 5 higher at 175.37. August was up 75 at 173.52. With the lower move in corn, May feeders are up 227 at 242.55. And on spread trade and the bearish week for export sales, June hogs were down 2 cents at 102.70. July lean on Thursday was up 5 at 104.35. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Invasive species play dirty by pushing out native plants. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You met Jennifer Grenz in yesterday's show. She's an assistant professor at the University of British Columbia and spoke at the recent International Invasive Species and Climate Change Conference. Grenz says climate change is definitely part of the invasive species problem.
The bottom line is that the air today is different than the air we're born, and we might not notice, but plants absolutely do. And our CO2 concentrations were relatively stable here on planet Earth for almost 800,000 years, and now we find ourselves at the highest concentration in 14 million years. So things have changed, and the plants are noticing.
Gren says invasive plants are even changing the soil biology.
Some of these non-mycorrhizal species like knotweed eliminate essential fungal populations that our other native plant species are reliant upon.
Even clearing the surface of invasive plants doesn't work as a control.
We eradicate the invasive species, we plant the native species in their place, we pat ourselves on the back, maybe we pray over them, we water them, we love them, and they still die. Well, it looks like the supporting cast that they require is no longer present.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchie Lumber. Harchie's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self unloading trucks. Give Harchie Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
Demand and the dairy markets are unaffected by high path avian influenza in dairy cattle. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A market consultant says the recent outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza in lactating dairy cows is not affecting demand or the dairy markets. Mike North with EverAg tells Brownfield.
Now that we know what it is and we've watched how cows perform and how they work their way through it, it's really become no story at all.
He says when cows get the virus, they recover within a couple of weeks. He says there's also never been a food safety problem because of cattle having the HPAI virus.
As we watch it, both from a supply perspective and a demand perspective, we don't see anything here that should really shake things up.
North says a small amount of disruption in production is muted by more milk production during spring flush.
There's extra milk that's being produced by the rest of the herd. So as a whole, we're not seeing a lot of impact on the supply side.
Highly pathogenic avian avian influenza has been found in mid-lactation dairy cow udders in Michigan, Texas, New Mexico, South Dakota, Ohio, Kansas, and Idaho. Milk futures and the cash dairy prices were mixed Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. May Class 3 milk up 19 cents at $17.41, June up 9 to $17.64, July down a penny to $18.05, August up 1 cent at $18.41. September through November contracts range from unchanged in November to 7 cents higher in October. Dry whey was up a quarter of a cent to 38.5 with two sales. Thursday was the third consecutive day with no spread for blocks and barrels. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at $1.61. Cheese barrels. Barrels unchanged at 161, but no sales recorded for either blocks or barrels. Butter was down a half cent to 292, one sale at that price. Non-fat dry milk up 0.75 cents to 112 and a quarter with nine sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide.
On the soybeans, we use some Revitec and the Veltima mainly on the corn. Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now. So we want to thank you and BASF for the opportunity. And
yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. There's a lot of different research trials and studies and a lot of different fungicides out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in those. But, you know, we're willing to put a good investment in our fungicide because we believe it'll provide the best ROI for us. It's really fun to watch the field come off. And I know Dad noticed it in the combine.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Today's forecast calls for the possibility of some frost in the low-lying areas yet this morning. A high today of 50 with sunshine, and later on, west winds 15 to 25. Right now, southwest winds are at 2 miles per hour. It is 36 degrees at 12 minutes before 6. This is the Light in the Milk Cow Show.
Down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Gail Davies on WRCO FM 100.9, the Light in the Milk Cow Show. We'll get Tony Schumacher out of bed, and he'll bring us up to date for weekend weather. That is coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Bring your sunscreen as you enjoy the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. So much to do and see on Saturday, May 18th at Railroad Park. Visit the Leal Club food stand, arts and craft show, various food vendors, and Bartle's chainsaw carving. Pop over to Pickering Park to see Tiny Acres Farm Petting Zoo and so much more. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries and Grant County Economic Development, for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Spring. It's a season full of transformations and promise, and the beginning of a very busy time for farmers and ranchers across the nation. It's time to anticipate a planting schedule and to make plans for inputs that may both be hard to get and afford. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365, with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make or model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
For top-notch WIC buildings, garage door installation, service, and removal, turn to Wilson Door and Construction in Richland Center. With two decades of experience, we guarantee quality work and exceptional service. Trust us to handle all your construction needs with expertise and professionalism. Call us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, chilly conditions across the region this morning, and it will stay unseasonably cool for a couple of days around here. Do expect more frost or freeze conditions coming up the next few nights as well. Now, we should see a fair amount of sunshine, but kind of breezy out there today into tomorrow. That'll definitely have a bite to it, so be sure to bundle up. Now, we do expect a nicer day on Sunday with slightly less wind and temperatures warming about 10 degrees during the afternoon. Going into next week, Monday looks mild and nice. However, Monday night and Tuesday could be unsettled as the next low pressure system swirls in from the west. That could bring us some off and on showers Monday night and Tuesday, maybe a good third of an inch or so. Behind that, we'll get some sunshine by Wednesday, with some warming expected toward the end of next week. Here's that forecast for today. The frost advisories in the western half of the region ending by 8 o'clock in the morning. Otherwise, sunny to partly cloudy and blustery, high temperature close to 50, west wind 15 to 25. Mostly clear tonight with another frost or freeze likely. We drop to the upper 20s, west wind 8 to 14. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, continued cool and breezy with a high near 50, west-northwest wind between 10 and 20. Heading into Sunday, sunny and pleasant, high temperature close to 60. Monday, partly sunny and mild, low 34, high 64. Showers likely Monday night. Tuesday, cloudy and breezy with areas of rain likely, low 44, high in the mid-50s. Wednesday, mostly sunny, low 28, high 56. Thursday, sunny or partly cloudy and a touch warmer, low 29 with a high near 60 degrees. Enjoy yourself out there today. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 36 degrees, that is the overnight low here at the WRCO studios. Yesterday, we topped out at 51, and we received 19 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high for April 19th. We go back to 1985 for the second day in a row. It was 85 degrees. A record low, 19, was established in 1988. Last year's high was 44. While the low was 35. Sunset will occur at 7:49 this evening. Sunrise time will be at around 6:13 this morning. Right now, the air is calm. Don't get too used to that. It sounds like it's going to be pretty blustery later today. Barometer at 30.09. No precipitation today. Skies are partly cloudy, and we're at 36 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Coming up next, a news update from ABC, sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan, and also by Stafford Funeral Home.